Okay, Maxine Braley, Bralley. Maxine, 11-2-53, today's 9-5, chief complaint, follow-up of hypertension, number one, number two, leg pain, number three, arm pain, next number, dizziness from time to time, next one is history of fatty liver, next one is palpitation, next one is history of vertigo. Our patient is a 69-year-old woman, married 35 years. She continues to smoke. She says, don't ever talk to me about quitting smoking. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's very active. She gets up early in the morning. She feeds cows, takes care of dogs. They have a small farm nearby, period. In the paragraph, at one time she was told that she had peripheral vascular disease as well as carotid stenosis, and she would like to do a follow-up on those. Patient's allergy is penicillin. Medication, she's not taking a tramadol on a regular basis. She is taking her gabapentin, 300 milligram BID, tribenzor 40-25 once a day, which is doing a great job controlling her symptoms. She's off the acyclovir for now, which she was taking PRN for herpes simplex type 2 outbreaks, medical problems, hypertension, HSV-2, neuropathy, leg pain, history of palpitations, review of system, carotid stenosis, possible TIA, leg pain, arm pain, most likely related to neuropathy, spinal stenosis, but she would like to make sure she's not getting blockages in her legs. She reports no chest pain, positive palpitation, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, positive vertigo. Then, let's see, family history, mom died of, in her 80s, died in her sleep, dad had stroke and COPD, died at age 72. Social, she smokes half a pack a day, she doesn't drink alcohol, married 35 years, last period in 2000. Hernia breast biopsy, hernia surgery, and complete hysterectomy. Mammogram is overdue, she agrees to have a mammogram done this year, I gave her a prescription to do that. Colonoscopy is way overdue, and she doesn't want one, doesn't want to talk about. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 145 pounds today, her weight hasn't changed much, 98%, 97.7, 16, 79, 128 over 65, heart, positive, small positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosal with lesion, neurological non-focal, or extremity shows mild. Yes, yeah, she rewrote those. We just rewrote them. Mild decreased pulse. Assessment, number one. Hypertension control, number two, COPD, must quit smoking, number three, palpitation, because of her COPD, cardiac study was quite difficult, but did not see evidence of any evidence of severe valvular changes. Ejection fraction is between 55 to 60. Next number, soft tissue of the neck is within normal limits. Next number, aorta is within normal limits except for mild calcification and tortuosity. Next one is abdominal ultrasound shows the gallbladder that's contracted. Next one is venous ultrasound of the upper and lower extremities within normal limits. Next one is she definitely has PVD. Next one is lower extremity ultrasound shows definite PVD. Next one is renal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number. Discuss findings with patient. Next one's carotid stenosis remains the same as before. Next number, no hemodynamically significant lesions noted. Next one's check blood work. Next one's mammogram ordered. Next one's findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Given ample time to ask questions. Thank you.